Getting a coronavirus vaccine on the Kenai Peninsula nowadays is a little like ordering a pizza. You can get it delivered to your house, at a music festival with friends, or you can call ahead. Now you can also walk in and get it whenever you want it. Soldotna Professional Pharmacy is operating a new walk-in clinic in Soldotna on the corner of the Sterling Highway and Kenai Spur. It's prime real estate and pretty hard to miss from the road. It's also ANZINC approved.
We were driving over to the park and I saw it. And I was like telling my daughter, I'm like, take a picture.
ZINC is the state's chief medical officer. She visited the Kenai Peninsula this week as part of a campaign to get more Alaskans vaccinated. At the walk-in clinic Wednesday, she said the high visibility of vaccine opportunities is key.
I mean, I still work in the emergency department, and I every shift get people say, well, I just don't know where to go.
With a large chunk of the population still unvaccinated, state and local health officials are trying to be as conspicuous as possible with their vaccine efforts. And while they acknowledge some will never get the shot, they say there are also people who are on the fence or waiting for what they feel is the right time. Over half of eligible Alaskans are at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19, according to state data. In the Kenai Peninsula Borough, that number is a little over 40%. It's a far way to go from reaching herd immunity, but ZINC says her department has never said that's the goal.
You know, herd immunity really happens when we have so few people who the virus can take a hold in that it can't spread from person to person. And that's dependent on both how well you're protected, either from natural infection or the vaccine, and how easily it spreads. But those are two variables that keep moving and they keep changing. And so we don't have a magic number.
The metric for how many new shots in arms is considered a lot has also changed. Health officials are no longer doing large-scale vaccine clinics since many of those appointments were going unfilled. Now, they may see just several people in a day. Nurses Deb Aubin and Tracy Silta have been vaccinating since those early days and are now working the walk-in clinic. Aubin gets choked up thinking about how it was to get people vaccinated then, particularly those more at risk.
It was one of the most rewarding things I've ever been a part of.
And now, the people that Debbie is referring to, they are taken care of. Now, this week, what has meant a lot to me is a couple of fishermen that stopped in just because they saw our sign. So it worked for them.
They're also seeing a lot of kids, since 12 to 15-year-olds are now eligible. Silta says it's still exciting to get people vaccinated, even if momentum has slowed.
So in a 4-hour period, we've been averaging between 5 and 10. Yesterday was our high, we got 11. And I would like to see it double every day.
The clinic is new, just 2 weeks old. Soldotna Professional Pharmacy plans to advertise it more now that things are up and running. Down the road at Soldotna Creek Park on Wednesday night, over 60 people lined up to get the jab at the city's Party in the Park celebration. Justin Ruffridge of Soldotna Professional Pharmacy helped man the vaccine tent.
I think the majority of the people I spoke to, it was, I've been meaning to do this. What a great time. It's right here. Let's get it done.
At one point, he says they had to make a trip to restock. Ruffridge was surprised by the turnout.
As evidenced by the fact that we didn't bring enough vaccine.
It's the most people they vaccinated in one day in a while. The key, he says, seemed to be convenience. It's a strategy health officials are taking into the summer. The Kenai Fire Department plans to place clinics at DipNet sites in town. There will be a vaccine tent at Soldotna Wednesday markets going forward. Each clinic could catch a few people, but ZINC told Soldotna officials moving the goalposts is important as rates plateau.
I love that you're resetting those expectations because I think that that's a big part of it. I think people, I know our team is like, oh, I went to this event, I'm really frustrated, we only did 200. And I'm like, that's 200 people. It is a lot.
The Soldotna Walk-In Clinic is open 4 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.